December 24th. Our reading in the Old Testament today will be from the book of Zechariah, chapter 6, verse 1, and we'll go through chapter 7, verse 14. Here's what's going on. We'll read about wickedness controlled here in chapter 6. The vision parallels Zechariah chapter 1 and reminds us that God's angelic servants patrol the earth. That's good news for us believers. The Jews frequently were invaded from the north, but God was keeping those nations at rest so the remnant could build the temple. We'll read about wickedness conquered. Three Jews from Babylon came to Jerusalem with gold and silver for the temple, but God told Zechariah to make a crown and put it on Joshua and make him a king priest. No Jewish priest had ever reigned as king, and no king was permitted to serve as a priest. All of this, of course, was symbolic of the coming Messiah, the king priest, who would reign from the future glorious temple. Just as the three men brought gifts from afar, so the Gentiles would bring gifts to help build the future temple. As Haggai encouraged the people in their daily work, Zechariah urged them to live in the future tense and work because they were a part of God's glorious future. A blessed hope is a great motivation for service and faithfulness. And then in Zechariah chapter 7, we'll see that while in Babylon, the Jews started a new tradition, fasting on the ninth day of the fifth month to commemorate the destruction of Jerusalem. But a remnant was now rebuilding the city and the temple, and the prophets said that an even greater city and temple were yet to come. There's nothing wrong with traditions that do not involve practices contrary to the Word of God. They were asking, should this fast be continued? You know, it's a good thing to examine these traditions from time to time just to make sure they're meaningful. Are we doing this unto the Lord? Or is it just a ceremony that we endure regularly? If the Lord is left out, the tradition lacks both life and heart. Does doing this help us serve others? Good question. The fast God wants is not an annual ceremony, but a daily way of life. It means showing compassion and mercy and helping the poor and needy. God wants mercy, not sacrifice. And final question here, does doing this make us obedient to His Word? The previous generation carried out their traditions but hardened their hearts to the Word of God. Are we doing the same thing? Well, with that, let's begin today's reading in the Old Testament. December 24th, Zechariah chapter 6, verse 1, through chapter 7, verse 14. Then I, Zechariah, looked up again and saw four chariots coming from between two bronze mountains. The first chariot was pulled by red horses, the second by black horses, the third by white horses, and the fourth by dappled gray horses. "And what are these, my lord?" I asked the angel who was talking with me. He replied, "These are the four spirits of heaven, to stand before the Lord of all the earth. They are going out to do His work. The chariot with black horses is going north, the chariot with white horses is going west, and the chariot with dappled gray horses is going south." The powerful horses were eager to be off, to patrol back and forth across the earth. And the Lord said, "Go and patrol the earth." So they left at once on their patrol. Then the Lord summoned me and said, "Those who went north have vented the anger of my spirit there." Then I received another message from the Lord. "Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah will bring gifts of silver and gold from the Jews exiled in Babylon. As soon as they arrive, meet them at the home of Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Accept their gifts and make a crown from the silver and gold. Then put the crown on the head of Jeshua, son of Jehozadak the high priest. Tell him that the Lord Almighty says, 'Here is the man called the branch. He will branch out where he is and build the temple of the Lord. he will build the Lord's temple, and he will receive royal honor and will rule as king from his throne. He will also serve as priest from his throne, and there will be perfect harmony between the two. The crown will be a memorial in the temple of the Lord to honor those who gave it: Heldai, Tobijah, Jediah, and Josiah, son of Zephaniah. Many will come from distant lands to rebuild the temple of the Lord, and when this happens, you will know my messages have been from the Lord Almighty. All this will happen if you carefully obey the commands of the Lord your God. On December 7th of the fourth year of King Darius's reign, another message came to Zechariah from the Lord. The people of Bethel had sent Sharezer and Regemimelech along with their men to seek the Lord's favor. They were to ask this question of the prophets and of the priests at the temple of the Lord Almighty: should we continue to mourn and fast each summer on the anniversary of the temple's destruction, as we have done for so many years? The Lord Almighty sent me this message: say to all your people and your priests, during those 70 years of exile, when you fasted and mourned in the summer, and at the festival in early autumn, was it really for me that you were fasting? And even now, in your holy festivals, you don't think about me, but only of pleasing yourselves. Isn't this the same message the Lord proclaimed through the prophets years ago, when Jerusalem and the towns of Judah were bustling with people, and the Negev and the foothills of Judah were populated areas? Then this message came to Zechariah from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says: judge fairly and honestly, and show mercy and kindness to one another. Do not oppress widows, orphans, foreigners, and poor people, and do not make evil plans to harm each other. Your ancestors would not listen to this message. They turned stubbornly away and put their fingers in their ears to keep from hearing. They made their hearts as hard as stone, so they could not hear the law or the messages that the Lord Almighty had sent them by His Spirit through the earlier prophets. That is why the Lord Almighty was so angry with them. Since they refused to listen when I called to them, I would not listen when they called to me, says the Lord Almighty. I scattered them as with a whirlwind among the distant nations, where they lived as strangers. Their land became so desolate that no one even traveled through it. The land that had been so pleasant became a desert. December 24th. Today's reading in the New Testament will be from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. We'll see that John reaches back into the Old Testament to teach us about God's judgment and grace. The seven angels have bowls of wrath, plagues to pour on a wicked world. They remind us of the plagues God sent to Egypt in the days of Moses. God delivered Israel from Egypt, and they sang a song of victory at the Red Sea. John saw the tribulation victors singing by the heavenly sea of glass. Moses and the Lamb come together in the song of triumph. The heavenly tabernacle is filled with smoke, just as the glory of God filled both the tabernacle and the temple. But the glory then was a mark of God's presence and blessing. The glory John saw was an announcement that God's wrath was about to be poured out on a wicked world. Sinners will not learn from the past. They are rather thick-headed, but believers can be encouraged by the past. The God of Moses and Israel is still defending His people. We are His people. There is a new song for you to sing. And now let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. December 24th. Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Then I, John, saw in heaven another significant event, and it was great and marvelous. Seven angels were holding the seven last plagues, which would bring God's wrath to completion. I saw before me what seemed to be a crystal sea mixed with fire, and on it stood all the people who had been victorious over the beast and his statue, and the number representing his name. They were all holding harps that God had given them, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your actions, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. Then I looked and saw that the temple in heaven, God's tabernacle, was thrown wide open. The seven angels who were holding the bowls of the seven plagues came from the temple, clothed in spotless white linen, with gold belts across their chests. And one of the four living beings handed each of the seven angels a gold bowl filled with the terrible wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power. No one could enter the temple until the seven angels had completed pouring out the seven plagues. Psalm 143, verses 1 through 12. Unless you have been engaged in the Lord's battles, you may not understand this prayer, for it's the cry of a soldier in combat. It is also a penitential prayer. Hear me. See, depend on God's grace and faithfulness, not on your righteousness. Or I should say so-called righteousness. Tell God what's happening in your life. Be open, be honest, be clear. David was in the dust and in the darkness. He knew it and he admitted it. He felt like a thirsty man dying in a desert. Answer me is the call here in Psalm 143 when God does not answer prayer. It's as though his face turns away from us and we sink into the grave. Do you find strength and joy in answered prayer? Another cry from David's heart is, teach me. David met with the Lord each morning and got his orders for the day. Without those orders, he did not know how to walk. The lesson for you and me is to trust God's Spirit to lead you as you yield yourself to him. And he also cried, revive me. David was in the dust. Ever feel that way? Only God could raise him up. David wanted to fight the Lord's battles and establish righteousness in the land. True prayer means that we serve God, not that God serves us. Psalm 143, verses 1 through 12, a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my plea. Answer me because you are faithful and righteous. Don't bring your servant to trial. Compared to you, no one is perfect. My enemy has chased me. He has knocked me to the ground. He forces me to live in darkness like those in the grave. I am losing all hope. I am paralyzed with fear. I remember the days of old. I ponder all your great works. I think about what you have done. I reach out for you. I thirst for you as parched land thirsts for rain. Come quickly, Lord, and answer me, for my depression deepens. Don't turn away from me, or I will die. Let me hear of your unfailing love to me in the morning, for I am trusting you. Show me where to walk, for I have come to you in prayer. Save me from my enemies, Lord. I run to you to hide me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your gracious Spirit lead me forward on a firm footing. For the glory of your name, O Lord, save me. In your righteousness, bring me out of this distress. In your unfailing love, cut off all my enemies and destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 24 through 28. there are four things on earth that are small but unusually wise. Ants. They aren't strong, but they store up food for the winter. Rock badgers. They aren't powerful, but they make their homes among the rocky cliffs. Locusts. They have no king, but they march like an army in ranks. Lizards. They are easy to catch, but they are found even in king's palaces.